Hello and welcome to Casino Journal's podcast. My name is Charles Ander, executive editor of Casino Journal. And I am joined by Kelly McGuire, executive director, hospitality and travel global practices at SAS. We're here to talk about SAS's new revenue management and price optimization analytics tool for the casino industry. Kelly, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tell me a little bit about this product and how it moves the ball forward in terms of casino analytics.
We're very excited about this new approach to pricing for the hospitality and travel industry and specifically the potential for casinos. So basically what we've done with this product is really two things. We have taken a look at traditional revenue management analytics and really done a complete overhaul of the approach to revenue management analytics. We've added in price optimization component. We've looked at including some competitive pricing effects. So anything that was a weakness in sort of previous revenue management approaches, we've fixed with this product. But we've also added a strategic component that's really crucial for moving companies forward here with pricing. And that really is two aspects. First, we've designed this thing so that it is flexible enough to be configured for a variety of different industry problems. This is particularly important for casinos because it's not just about sort of one business problem. There's the revenue from the casino floor. There's the revenue from shows, from spas, from food and beverage. So we can configure this to perfectly meet any of those additional problems, those business problems. And we've also added some really powerful analytic tools that allow our revenue analysts to access the data from the system easily and then perform these more strategic or ad hoc analyses so they can not only get answers faster, but it also improves those answers. They're really based on rigorous statistical analyses.
So is this product available right now? And if so, is it in the field? Who's agreed to use it? How are they thinking about using it?
Well, it is available now. We just announced it last week, and we do have a few charter customers, one of whom is MGM in Las Vegas, and they're using this product now in kind of a pilot phase for managing their entertainment revenue for their resident shows.
Okay. And what are you seeing or hearing about the demand for analytical solution or analytic solutions in the casino industry generally?
You know, I've been very encouraged over the last couple of years about how adoption of analytics and the importance of analytics and importance of building an analytic culture is really accelerated in the casino industry. So I think there was good momentum before sort of 2008, 2009, but I think that economic downturn really shook up the industry and sort of pointed to the fact that there's real opportunities to take a more rigorous and disciplined analytic approach to gain competitive advantage. So more and more often, I'm running into folks in the casino industry that actually have analytics in their title, and we see at SAS a real desire to build an analytic culture and put in some really strong analytic tools to take advantage of all that data that we've been collecting for so many years.
What are some of the things that are happening on the technology side to make these solutions more powerful and perhaps more user-friendly?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think we've seen movement on both of those fronts. Data collection, and data storage, of course, is becoming much cheaper and easier, so we have the ability to take in more data and to store it. We also are seeing advances in all kinds of high-performance analytics that allow you to really analyze all of those volumes of information and do it at the speed of business. So it's not just push a button and go home for the weekend and come back and hope you get results anymore, but we can process all of that data quickly enough to get an answer so that you can actually run your business or move forward, or so that you can run a number of different scenarios and pick from among all those choices the best option. So, you know, it really is speeding up decision-making, these increases and improvements in processing power. And then I think we see a lot of companies, SaaS included, moving towards improvements in sort of the interface, so that you don't have to be a PhD statistician who loves to code to actually get results from these solutions. So it's a lot more wizard-driven, a lot more GUI-driven, different ways of interacting with the analytics without actually having to code. Now, you still have to be able to understand and interpret those numbers, but you don't have to be the coder or the PhD statistician that you may have had to have been, you know, 15 or 20 years ago.
Great. If one of our listeners wants to contact you or learn more about this product, what should he or she do?
Well, there's two options. You can reach out to me directly at SAS, kelly.mcguire@sas.com. We also, the SAS website, if you go to www.sas.com and search for casino, we have a page with all of our analytics solutions, including this new revenue management price optimization analytics. So, Charles, I definitely appreciate the opportunity to help direct users to get more information.
Fantastic. Thank you, Kelly.